So Jonathan kind of called me out and made me come up and do this. I don't prefer to get up in front of everybody and talk, but last week during worship, we were praying. Luke, thank you. I don't know where you're at, but he printed off the song. We prayed, "Rest on us," and it was fire and wind, come and do it again. Open the gates and let heaven on in. And just praying for that fresh filling and the Lord just coming upon us. And I was reminded as we were singing that he said, the Lord does not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And so we need to be walking with that power, that love, and that sound mind. No more fear should be in our hearts, in our minds. And as Lizzie was talking about the picture and the blackness that's underneath, like, let him pull out those things in your life, in your heart. Let him just keep pulling that stuff out so that we can be pure. And the worship today was so good, so filling, and brought me to such a place of repentance of the things that even now I'm still just struggling with. He just constantly is refining my heart and purifying my heart. So just pray that over the church, that he would just continue to do that, that we would seek his face. Another reason I felt like I was supposed to come up is Troy had talked about that Psalms 27. Can I use this? All right. Psalms 27, it's kind of one of my psalms. It's the one I go to when I just need to hear from the Lord and just can rest in that. And so he had read, "One thing I ask of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." But before that, before he even does that, he says, "Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident." And so our trust, our confidence is in the Lord, no matter what is happening in our lives. It's him. That's where our confidence should be. So that's, yeah. Oh, Lord, we just thank you so much for your goodness and for your love, for your kindness. Lord, that you do bring us to a place of repentance, that you search our hearts deeply, that you want to know us at such a deep level and pull those things out that are not of you. Lord, I just pray that you would just continue to purify your bride as we draw near to you. Lord, we do pray that you would just come. Even so, come, Lord. Continue to purify us and make us into the bride that you would have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.